Welcome to the How to Be a Minimalist podcast. My name is Katie and I am your host. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you're looking for more How to Be a Minimalist content, don't forget to check out the links in the details of this podcast episode. You can learn more about my Patreon exclusive episodes, my YouTube channel, as well as the books that I write. This is episode number 94, Five Habits That Make My Life Better. Hey there, minimalists. I've got to start out the podcast by saying I hope that the sound quality is okay, and you'll have to forgive me if you can hear a little bit of extra echo or a little bit of fan blowing. I always try to edit and record in such a way that there aren't those kind of noises in the background. Last week's episode, I could hear like a slight buzzing sound, which ended up being the kind of vacuum of the air conditioning in the house. So I'm at my grandma's house and still recording and doing all this stuff that we're doing here. So that is what is going on. My apologies. I'll soon be back and recording in our RV. Thanks for bearing with me in the meantime. We've got a new patron, Sharon Petit. Sharon, you are awesome. Thank you so much for becoming a patron. It really means so much to me. So everyone that is a patron, thank you so much. You keep the show on the road and I definitely appreciate it. And I appreciate you, Sharon, for becoming a new patron. Thanks so much. I thought today would be a good day to give an update on my no buy year. I've been wanting to do it for a really long time. So kind of in lieu of all of the details of the personal update stuff, I'm just going to do a somewhat brief update on my no buy year. Now, I did not do a true no buy year, as in I had expectations to make a few purchases throughout the year. I just set up various categories that I really wanted to follow certain rules in. So far, I feel like I have done an excellent job. I feel like I have made great strides. Even though I had all these minimalistic practices in place, I realized that there are some areas in which I am still tempted to buy and will make exceptions in. So the no buy year goal has been kind of a big one in helping me to see where I am kind of tempted or where I would have made an exception in the past and made some purchases that I really wouldn't have wanted anyway. It's definitely been awesome for determining my personal rules and what I would like to do going forward. The first category that I want to talk about is my personal spending money. Each month, my husband and I do a budget for our money, and we always budget in personal spending money for each person in our family. My goal this year was to save it up so that I could buy a bigger ticket item like a bike or something that would help me to be a more active person. So far, I have done a great job of saving that money. I have spent a little bit on experiences. I feel like this goal was a really important part of keeping my other goals in check. It really has been a great way to support these other no-buy goals. As far as purchases for the home go, which was my second category that I set out for myself, I have done an excellent job. I've only replaced some washcloths, a can opener, some storage containers, and that's pretty much all I have done for the home. I'm doing really well in this category. It has been interesting to me to see how many things I really love to purchase for the home. I would say this is the biggest struggle for me personally, but I'm proud of myself because I've done so well and really have only replaced items. I have not purchased extra things. My third category was going great, which was not eating out and not just throwing treats into the grocery cart. It was going so well, but this summer kind of killed this goal. When we find ourselves not really succeeding in something, we have to reevaluate, right? So we can either choose to let go of our goal or we can choose to continue forward. I've chosen I want to continue forward with this. I'm going to resume once we get back home. Living on the road in the summertime is always more challenging. There are always other things that come up. The plan really is to part. We will resume once we get back home and have a better plan for next summer. I think that should solve the problem. My fourth category, which was really hindered by my third category, was to not purchase more clothing until I'd reached the size that I wanted to be. Now, I knew I would need summer clothes either way, and not reaching my goal weight meant that I had to buy clothing in the size that I am right now. It is disappointing, it's somewhat frustrating, and there are a lot of flaws with the way that we have done things this summer. Some of them were in our hands and some were not, that's for sure. This summer has just been so off plan, really. But even though it's disappointing, I did not want to needlessly punish myself by wearing hot pants and holy shirts all summer long. I don't need to treat myself like that. So I decided you know what? I'm going to buy myself some clothes. I'm going to enjoy them. I found things that I like and also things that are practical that I hope I'll be able to wear for a long time. It's also a testament to me that I need to fix the way we do things in the summer or the way that I do things in the summer so that I can find the success that I need and the long-term success, especially with weight fluctuation and all of that. I just can't do this way anymore. And it's been a good lesson for me to learn, even if it's been a bit of a hard lesson to learn. As far as the fifth category goes, I didn't want to buy any new paperbacks until I've read the books that I already own. I have been so tempted to buy new things. I have not purchased any new books, though, and I have done a good job with this. I am glad that I haven't purchased any new paperbacks. It's hard to not buy them. I see so many books that I would love to read, but I have my to-be-read pile, and I really do need to read it. So I'm going to work through that, and this goal, I would say, is a success so far. The last category is along the lines of hobbies. I have purchased a couple of plants and gardening things. I'm very passionate about gardening and just love it so much. The main part of my goal here was to not purchase anything that I didn't need for hobbies. So I didn't want to deny myself if I found something that I really wanted to do or try. I feel like, you know, I kind of have a lot of hobbies, but I'm always finding that balance, and I think I've done a good job. I would say I've done a better job even than I have done in the past. So that's pretty cool. That is my update on how this year has been going for my no-by-year goal. I'm really happy with it. I feel like anyone that wants to try it, even if it's just for a week, if you have a lot of spending tendencies or things like that, it would be an interesting experiment. You can totally tailor it to what you would like to do. I have enjoyed it, and I feel like it's been a big success. I know that was a little bit of a longer kind of intro section, but I feel like it was something I really needed to do. And I hope that it illustrates to you how someone can do a no-by-year. I hope it's helpful in some way. Jumping into the main body of the podcast, I will tell you that the summer is such a contrast to the way that we live when we are in our RV, parked in our monthly spot for the school year. It is absolutely different. We just live differently. We eat differently. We sleep differently. Everything is different. It's great that there's so much contrast, but both sides have their pros and cons. I wanted so badly to hold on to the habits that I've worked so hard to develop in the winter and the spring, but I have to say they have gone out of the window quite a bit. And I wondered for a long time, like, why am I not able to do these things? Why is this not working out? Why is that not working out? And I sort of had to work through that frustration in order to come to the conclusion that I have not set myself up for success. While this is really disappointing, it also helps me to appreciate and hold value for those habits that I had worked so hard to develop. And it's a great reminder of what I really want in my life. And it's a great reminder to me that I don't want to set my goals aside permanently ever again. It's nice to have a break or to rotate through goals or different things like that. But I don't want to work on a habit, develop it, and feel like it's really strongly implemented into my life, and then just completely go back and lose all of the progress that I'd made. It's hard to develop habits. It's very difficult to utilize discipline. It's very challenging sometimes. And so I don't want to do that in the future. Even if I set something aside, I would like to have kind of a resting place instead of just a reversal. Resting is okay. Reversing, I don't like that so much. I know that's a natural part of a process in order to make progress, but some of these things I've realized all have come from not really having a great plan for the summer and also not living in a way that supports continuing with habits that I've developed. At home, I do great, but on the road, it's a little bit more difficult. What I wanted to talk about today are five habits that I appreciate so much that I really believe go along with a minimalistic lifestyle that have brought me a lot of peace or joy, health, all those different things. And they honestly have made my minimalistic practices meaningful. The first habit that I've developed this year and I'm excited to get back to would be walking. When my husband and I were first dating, we walked all the time. It was so much fun. We would walk around in his neighborhood. We would walk around in my neighborhood. We would go on little hikes. We would do all kinds of things. But walking has always been a part of my life, and I've always enjoyed walking. But I've also always downplayed it as a form of exercise. In the RV park where we live now, though, I have been able to walk miles and miles and miles. And you know what? I love it so much. It is now like therapy to me. It's a good time to talk to someone that I've been meaning to call on the phone. I also have been able to make plans for the podcast, or sometimes I just walk and listen to music, and that's my quiet moment for the day. I have had the ability to do so much with that time. It has taken a space that has been boring sometimes, honestly. Sometimes it really is boring just to walk. All of these things have made that time precious, though, and it makes me feel good. I feel so healthy when I'm walking like that, and also it has allowed me to see all of the different things that I can do to make it even more pleasant by either calling someone or pondering or listening to music, whatever. I would say this is number one, because I have missed it that much. It's been something that I have not been doing regularly, and I miss it very deeply. I am actually surprised how much I miss walking. I figured I'd feel good, you know, going on a hike here or there, different things like that. And I wanted to continue walking, but when it wasn't working out, I didn't realize that I would miss it like I miss a friend. The second habit that I am really excited to get back to is eating healthfully and drinking a lot of water. Every function of my body feels and works better when I'm eating a salad every day and drinking a smoothie for breakfast. I have not totally forsaken this, but I have added in so much vegan junk food that I don't feel great. I'm not energetic. I don't sleep as well. It is so easy to fall into this, and it's so easy to fall into it when everyone else is eating that way. That has been probably the hardest thing for me to be around and to figure out exactly how I want to do it. I feel slightly disappointed that it's worked out the way that it has, but honestly, I should have planned better. I should have figured it out better and all of that. It has made me realize that I really do value having that support where we're all eating healthfully. We are not bringing junk food into the house. We're not eating out. All of that can bring in so much unhealthy foods, and I'm excited to get back to where we are eating all home-cooked foods and eliminating those things. Pretty much, I just need to keep on doing what I'm doing food-wise, except for make sure I get more salads in, because those are less frequent for sure. But I mostly need to just keep that other stuff out of the house. I'm excited to feel better. I always feel so much better. Like within days, I feel like a completely different person as soon as I start getting all those fruits and veggies in. I feel more energetic. My brain works better. I sleep better. I don't have inflammation anywhere. I just feel better. So I'm excited to get back to being plant-based and getting rid of the vegan junk food. I think it's going to be great. It's interesting how food and minimalism go hand in hand. It all goes back to the quality over quantity thing. What we eat is really important, and making sure that we aren't just filling our bodies the way, you know, a hoarder would fill a house. Like, I want to be mindful about what I put in my body. I don't want to stuff my body with empty calories. I want what is in my body to be meaningful, enriching. Yes, delicious for sure, but the foods that I make are delicious and they're plant-based and so incredibly filling and nourishing. Not everyone wants to be plant-based. I just think that when we take a minimalistic look and approach to the way that we eat, we tend to eat better, higher quality foods that are nourishing to us instead of junk food that we aren't really thinking about. And that could be compared to needless purchases, quantity over quality, and all of those sorts of things that we look out for when we are into our minimalistic practices. The third habit that I worked on really hard that I have done a terrible job with pretty much since May is bullet journaling, but I am so excited to get back to this. This one is still something that I'm figuring out. Like, I am still learning how to use my bullet journal. This is my second year of using one. So there's a lot of figuring and determining how you want to utilize a bullet journal and all of that sort of thing. But the more I practice, the more I actually get out of life. this one is so important to me. And every time I don't make time to plan out the week with my bullet journal and utilize it the way I always hope to, I don't get as much done. I am not as content of a person. I don't have as good of a plan for the week. And it ends up that I waste a lot of time and effort doing things that are fruitless. And when I look back on the week or even flip through bullet journal pages that I kind of abandoned and didn't fill out, I wonder, why didn't I spend my time getting these things done instead of just wasting it? Time is our most precious commodity. It absolutely is. And utilizing our time the most efficient way that we possibly can will help us to be able to do more and enjoy more and have a more fulfilling life. So bullet journaling is a habit I want to strengthen, but also just get back to in the next coming days here. I'm very excited about this. The fourth habit that I am actually currently doing, but that I still find has made my life so much better, is playing with my family daily. There are so many adventures to be had in this life, and a lot of them you can enjoy going solo. You don't need any friends or family in order to enjoy many things that life has to offer. But having fun with loved ones makes it special and keeps life real for me. So I don't have to be doing something with someone every single day, but making my family a priority and making this goal to develop a habit of playing with my family every day has been really special. And I've seen my bonds with my family strengthen this year. I feel like there are some areas that I was not doing great in, and being more mindful of my family has been awesome. Also, sometimes when life is tough, we need some kind of relief. I have found that being playful with my loved ones has given us some of this relief from difficult things. I have also found that it creates some peace and different things like that. So while this is not always necessarily an option, I am really glad that I made this goal and that this is a habit that has pretty much been developed into my life. And I'm very grateful that I have people to play with and goof around with. And every time that I put out that effort, I always get a lot back for it. The last habit that I want to talk about, which is something I have really struggled with this summer, are practices that calm the mind, like journaling, meditating, stretching, things like that. I was doing such a great job with various of these areas, and again, I let a lot of them go. Honestly, I have certain areas that I have been working on with this still, but it's not quite the same. I feel like this is really fed well by walking, so obviously some of that's going to disappear since I'm not walking like I was before, but this is an area that I find that especially when life is very different or challenging or things like that, taking a moment to be quiet, to journal, to meditate, all that sort of thing is pretty much essential to keeping myself calm and peaceful and able to process and move forward with a clear mind. Definitely eager to get back to these habits that I had developed and trying to figure out exactly how I want to move forward with them, because I feel like I could have done an even better job with them than I was before. So sometimes taking a break means that we get to reevaluate and implement a new plan. So that's pretty much what I would like to do in this area. So there you have it. Those are my five habits that make my life better and that I'm excited to get back to or improve or whatever. Most of them are, I'm excited to get back to these habits. And honestly, taking them out of my life has made me appreciate them so much more. I'm excited to make the time for these things. It's obviously stuff that makes my life better and that I truly miss when it's not a part of my life. I will tell you that this is such a deep topic that I'm actually going to go and sort of finish how I'm going to implement these back into my life in the fall. I'm going to kind of talk about some of my plans and different things I've had going through my mind as I've thought about it. I'm going to do that on the Patreon. I record and put out two bonus exclusive episodes on Patreon each month. So right now there are 35 available. This is going to be number 36 that I'm going to record. And you also get like little blog posts here or there, a couple recipes and things like that. So if you're interested and want to support the show, go and head on over for $3 a month. You get those two extra episodes each month. My minimalist challenge for you today is to ask yourself, what's one habit that has made your life better? I feel like this sort of introspection is really great for us. It allows us to have a little bit more appreciation for what we're doing. It also allows us to see what we want to continue doing and what helps our life along in a positive way. Thank you so much for being here. I hope that you enjoy this podcast episode. And remember, say with me, it's all about the experiences, not the stuff.